Brer Rabbit's Gigglin' Place.
Time wuz when de creeturs had diffunt places fer ter eat dey snacks an' wash dey faces, a place fer ter talk an' a place fer tusslin', whensomever dey happen ter git thoo dey hustlin'. A place fer smokin' an' a place fer chawin', a place fer jumpin' an' a place fer jawin', a place fer kickin' an' a place fer pawin', a place fer moanin' an' a place fer pinin', a place fer howlin' an' a place fer whinin'. Dey was gettin' long well an' livin' curse scrumptious, an' none but the camel was anyways bumptious. You moughta fed 'em on cornmeal mushes, 'cause dey ain't find out dey had claws or tushes. Dey never was sorry, ner solemn colic, when dey laid by de crops, dey was in fer a frolic. Brer Fox knowed how fer to tetch up de fiddle, with tumpty tum tum an' tumpty iddle tiddle, an' gals cross over from de side to de middle. An' dem what worked in de heavy timber done got so dat dey legs ain't limber. Dey sot off in a clump together, an' talk about craps an' de rainy weather, an' watch de dancers light as a feather, an' shake their heads an' do some frownin', when de fiddle was des a singin' an' a soundin'. As much as to say, up time will free us, an' you'll soon be as now you see us. Now a dance at de best is a kinder mix-up, and old Rab was scared that they had some tricks up, and whiles Brer Fox was a-sawin' on de fiddle, Brer Rabbit was a-tellin' Brer Bar a riddle that made him laugh till he shake in de middle. Brer Bar, he laugh, but old Brer Rabbit do like he done got out of de habit. You'd a thunk somebody had done hurt his feelin's wid de shiffle shuffle and de jig-a-ma-reelin's. Now, where dere's any gigglin', de crowd's bound to go dar, and to keep from bein' squished, Brer Rabbit says, "Whoa dar!" And he called to Brer Fox wid, "Please play some mo' dar." Brer Fox, he say he bleeze to mind his fiddle. And old Brer Bar still shuck in the middle. Miss Wolf up and ax, "What you find that's so funny?" And the answer was, "Mr. Beans swallowed bunny." "Lawsy me," says Miss Wolf, and she got dar grinnin', "Brer Rabbit, you showed us need a skinnin'." Brer Fox, he say, "Just stop yo' chaffin'. You see for yo'self Brer Rabbit ain't a laughin'. If trouble was to come, he look like he'd nab it." "Right you is, Brer Fox," says old Brer Rabbit, "and mo' dan dat, I'd reach out and grab it, 'cause I never did believe in company snigglin', and I done got a place where I does my gigglin'." And they all of 'em asked him, "Whereabouts is it? Dis show us de way, and we'll pay it a visit." Brer Rabbit makes out he had money and lost 'em, and he hope Brer Fox fer to find his rozum, hummin' "Yam spells tater, and tater spells possum." And then 'twasn't long fo' the dance it broke up. Brer Fox stayed behind, and at a while spoke up and axed Brer Rabbit where his gigglin' place. "It ain't so mighty fur from de wigglin' place, and you sholy is here tell her dat, suh, 'cause once dar, you'll giggle till you lose your hat, suh. And you may lose your hide. I seed such cases where dem what is quare got lost in quare places. But dis kind of talk was worse than no talk, if he knowed he'd get scalloped by a knock-kneed mohawk. Brer Fox would have went. There was no need for mo' talk. So Brer Rabbit say he'd be glad fer to take him, 'cause he too perlite fer to up and shake him. And Brer Fox went, wid a gallop and a wiggle, fer to see de place where Brer Rabbit giggle. After so long dey got dar, and Brer Rabbit showed it, and Brer Fox 'low dat he never would a knowed it. Old Rab smole a smile, and den he told him how to giggle and giggle twill a hoss can't hold him. 'Twas tain't as you see it, but the way you do it, dat big bush yonder, you must run right through it. If it had been a track, Brer Fox would have flew it, but he run through the bush, and den he hollered, he yapped and he whapped, and den he wallered. And the reason was plain why he made such a racket. He had run right over Mr. Yaller Jacket, and the bush was the home of the bald-headed hornet. Brer Fox, he yalloped right straight on it. He run through gullies and he jumped over ditches, 'cause he had 10 dozen in his britches. Brer Rabbit heard somethin' 'bout dang dong ding him, and he loped off home 'cause he scared they'd sting him.